Jerry.
Hey, Hank, how's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah.
How's it going? Yeah. Well, I read my fan club newsletter this morning, so how do you think it's going?
I don't know. Hey, can you hang out for a second?
Oh, sure. I can hang out long enough to say penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Doesn't sound so clever when it gets thrown right back in your face, does it, Mr. Penis Vagina?
Are you ever gonna bring us on?
I brought us on right now, Kate. Right on your command. I was waiting to see if Will was gonna waltz through the door. He still might.
He'll come in after we start.
He might. There's a chance.
No,
Mr. Papa Giorgio, no show. Well, you're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, so far, just Kate. But there's a chance
just
we'll get Will.
Just Kate.
As if there were such a thing as just Kate.
Nothing else in this world.
Kate provides everything. that's like saying just $1 million
Kate
and
Kate
sunshine.
Kate taketh away.
Exactly. You smile like the Almighty. But we're here live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives as well as my writing at inpapasbasement.com. You can tweet me at Papa's Basement. Kate, you are at Atomic Kate.
Yep.
Two C's in the middle.
Uh-huh.
No K in there.
It's an anomaly.
No clever one C to cover both the Atomic and the Kate.
No, I don't think that's clever, actually. It is Atomic Kate. They are two separate words. It is not Atomic Kate.
I'm with you.
All right.
All right, you know what? Will didn't make it in time.
No.
Will did not
make it
during Motorhead. And you
he's dead to me for an hour.
He's going to have a hell of a climb back. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of digging to...
I might come.
I might be there.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Will was kind of scheduled to not be in for a while, doing some band practice thing kind of out in Podunk, very far west of
and
us.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have lives outside of
but
this.
But then he comes back with the, I'll see.
Yeah, and then I get a call later in the day, and he's like, well... One guy did cancel, so I don't know. Let's play it by ear. And I'm like, well, that's okay, but it doesn't sound like it, but there's a little bit of prep work here. I might change, to different stories depending on who's in. I might be going for different energy, a different vibe.
Oh, please.
Okay, it'd be the same crap regardless, but, it's nice to know because Kate was, I had literally at 2:59 no one here.
No. It was 2:59:57 when I walked into the studio.
Yeah, so I had to sprint over to the board and kill the replay of our old episode. Lord knows how far it was into the replay. It probably already started, like a full intro with me saying Papa's Basement. And I love that the one that's loaded in has me dropping a-hole, like right off the bat. And I've been on this probation where I'm not supposed to say anything bad.
Why don't you give them a new one?
Well, probably.
But that would be work.
Yeah, it's uploaded. I mean, it's there to cover me. Because, you know what? If I gave them a new one, I guarantee you it'd be botched, and then I wouldn't have some evergreen covering my ass in case I can't show up for whatever reason.
Wow.
There's a chance it wouldn't.
That's confidence.
Yeah.
It's confidence.
I love my people. What can I say? Speaking of our people, Kate, are you familiar with the guys in the front behind the desk when you walk in?
Vaguely.
Do you know their names?
No.
Do you have nicknames for them mentally?
I don't talk to those people.
Really? You're too big.
I'm the star. No, that's not true. No, I don't know their
you're
names.
You're the talent.
I don't chit-chat. I'm not a chit-chat person.
Well,
So I don't really get to know that.
Biggest. I mean, you can.
But
vouch
you've been
for that.
In. You've been more, in more often than I have. So,
okay, that's true.
And you spend more time here.
Well,
yeah, because I roll in at 2:59:57. I got 3 milliseconds.
Just like hi, bye.
To say hi.
You got nothing. They can smell your musk in the air as you sprint by. And that's about it. Yeah, there's two of them that are typically here. Sometimes there's the really, really cute black chick, Tiara, who shaved her head inexplicably. Just
I don't
a goddamn
think I've ever
crime
seen her.
Against nature.
I don't think
really?
I've ever seen her, yeah.
She might peace out like right at 3 or something.
Maybe. I know there's a guy up front that I think he has sandy brownish hair, might be a little long.
Alex, a.k.a.
I don't actually look at people
shaggy.
Anymore. Okay.
He's shaggy, you can okay. say it. I mean, he literally yeah. shaggy come yeah. to life. Matt Lillard has nothing on him.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I love the guy. I'm not saying that disparagingly.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there's heavy metal Tom.
I don't know.
And Tom is the more intense brooding one who sits in the back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
there's a brooder up there, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that's heavy metal Tom. And I call him that because I've a couple times parked next to him. And you know how I said like everyone just has horrible crap in their car. Anyone
yeah,
who's here,
yeah.
I mean, there's like. Dead squirrels and high-powered rifles and just what you'd expect out of people who are at a public access station. But heavy metal Tom is just like Marlboro boxes and like Children of Bodom CDs, you know? Maybe some Arcturus or something like that. You know, just a lot of Norwegian black metal, a lot of guys in the panda corpse paint
but
face
no,
makeup.
No Rick Bell or whatever his name
no,
was.
No. Yeah, he's not stealing
no white
the demos
zombie.
Out of here. Oh, poor white zombie. Aww. What was so great was after last week's tirade, end of the show, I just chuck it back in the trash can. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with this? I already got a copy rotting in my closet. Thank you very
sad.
Much. So, yeah, I've been, I wouldn't say it's a like a pissing contest with Tom because he is an actual worker here. And I'm just a D-bag who comes in and does a show. But,
yeah.
like, he... every week like totally spots me with my water bottle and like relishes. You'd think for a guy who would seem so counterculture being like the heavy metal guy who smokes a lot
no,
like
no because you're
that
only
was me when I was a youngin, yeah.
You're only against the man until you're the man
yeah but I don't
See?
Think Tom's the man
oh he's the man here
I guess Tom is
this
the man
this is where
here.
He has the power
but yeah. He loves seeing my water bottle and going like you can't bring that in the studio
mm-hmm.
which I guess maybe technically there's a station bylaw against it, but the program director, who's kind of the head honcho, she has said to me personally, she's like, hey, as long as it has a lid on it that's really sealed, so like if you spill it, it doesn't go everywhere,
mm-hmm.
it's cool. I know you guys need to wet your whistle on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard talking for 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of all goes back to one day I brought in one of those weightlifters. Were you here for that?
When you spilled it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I brought in
I
one
was
of
here
those...
when you spilled
Were
water
you? Okay.
Just like everywhere. You're yeah. just hosing down the studio.
It was a weightlifter's shake holder. And to cut you off at the pass, I filled in with milkshakes because I'm a big fat slob. There. Take that, bitch. Nipped it in the bud.
Do you add sugar to your Slim Fast shakes?
Thank you. Thank you. There we are. I was waiting. So, yeah, it was one of those numbers, just the screw-on plastic top and, like, mm-hmm. the open flap mm-hmm. and the big mouth mm-hmm. because
and
you're...
And you knocked it over.
I knocked it over, and not only did the little flap come up, the entire goddamn lid just exploded yeah. off it. And I mean...
Because you can't be responsible to close a lid.
Well, it wasn't just that. It took a fall, and it was enough to handle literally the two threads of screw keeping the lid on. I mean, there's a piece of crap. I got it for, like, $5 in bulk, you know? And water went everywhere. It looked like
yeah,
I
totally
poured
did.
Out like a 2 liter.
But if I recall,
yeah.
you tried to clean it up.
Well, and that's like the embarrassing part. Like, they have footage of me, which I learned after this incident. There's a camera that's filming us in the studio the
you
whole time.
You were honest about it.
I was.
The honesty pays.
I was not immediately taken off the air for potentially frying thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
You spilled yeah. some water.
Spill doesn't do it justice. It
okay.
was a puddle.
You dumped some water all
yeah.
over the floor, and you tried to take care of it as best you could.
Like in an old slapstick where you've got like a bucket of water and you're trying to wake someone up. That's what it looked like. So they had footage of me standing up after the show... looking at it like, you know, Ren and Stimpy, Mr. Horse, like, hand on the chair, like,
No, sir, yeah. I do not like it.
And I strut out, and I come back with maybe three paper towels on top of each other. And then I put it down. I do, like, a little Mexican hat dance on top of it. And nothing's changed. I mean, it's absorbed nothing. There's so much goddamn water. And at that point, I just shrug my shoulders. I'm like, it's water. It evaporates. And I walk out.
But you tried.
I did.
I
literally got credit for that. She's like, we saw you tried to clean it up.
And then you found out that they're filming.
Oh, the whole time. So if they ever come in and it stinks like sex in here, they'll just get through the tape reel until they find someone getting laid.
Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, who could ever get laid for working at this station? That would be horrible.
I meant the filming.
Oh, yeah. I'm a pervert, so that's okay.
I was just thinking that was, like, not even a possibility. That was outside the realm of possibility.
I mean, like, God, like a public access groupie? What has gone wrong?
That's
like,
wrong.
How many relatives molested
you? That's, like, half messed up dreads and some kind of BO that isn't right.
Just nothing. No one's going to do that. I can't even comprehend it. It's like, hey, think of a unicorn dragon. I don't know. No, who is the white fur and the horn and the fire breath? It doesn't match together.
Nope.
But, yeah, so I'm kind of, like, dealing without the water bottle today, and it sucks because I'm already thirsty. And it's actually hidden in a bag right next to me.
Yeah.
But that's a secret. In case it spills, it'll go in the bag. But it won't even spill because there's real lid on it.
Yay, you got a big boy water bottle.
Yeah, and I'm not a klutz anymore. And we're all good.
So what's
but, yeah.
up?
I didn't even want to say that because, like I said, Tom's intense. And if I had to pick anyone around the station to wear my face as a dead skin mask for crossing them, it would be Tom.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Just don't want to get on his bad side.
Yeah.
But what is up?
Yeah.
What is up? God, we can go. Shall I ask you what is up first? Did you have anything you wanted to go with? Because I have my whole, my agenda, which I make it sound like I improvised, but I got my list. Anything going on with you? Or you had the show, but like it was one of your shows like 90 miles away and I'd been in traffic
all
day. Yeah,
well, maybe 90 miles for you. But yeah, I had a show out in D.C. It went really well. We had a good crowd. A drunk man liked my shirt. Which was awesome.
It see-through or did it have something funny on it?
Actually, it was see-through. I was wearing stuff under it, of course.
Yeah.
But the shirt that he was so enamored with was sequined on the front, and he was drunk. And so when we were standing outside
so
in front of
the
show,
shininess.
It was like sparkly shirt. And he's like, I like your shirt. And
that
I'm
sounds
like
he's
cool.
on a peyote
Come on
trip.
Inside.
I mean, if you're drunk, are you really that entranced by that?
Maybe.
God.
I don't know. He was
maybe
really,
he liked
really...
the fact he could vomit on it and just roll right off.
So he liked my shirt, and I told him to come inside and check us out. And he totally did, which most people are like, well, I'm going over to the gay bar, which is right on the corner.
Is it literally called that?
No, clever name. It's Nelly's, the gay sports bar.
Nelly's, the gay sports
well,
bar.
Well, it's not called the gay sports bar, but that's what it is. It's a sports bar.
You're coming
bar.
Up with all
it
these like
the gay
so literally awesome names for gay bars.
It's Nelly's. It's a sports bar, but it's totally a gay sports bar.
Really?
And we were like half a block over across the
that
street.
That sounds like such a sitcom on logo, mind you, but still a sitcom waiting to happen.
Nelly's, the gay sports
yeah.
bar.
Gay Cheers.
I don't know. I've
just
actually
Ted
never
Danson
been in Nelly's, but I can imagine
cliff.
It that way. I could totally imagine that way. And they have like a rooftop deck and everything. And
let
it's
me guess, there's
hopping.
A sassy bartender.
I'm sure there is. It's a gay bar. Duh.
Thank you.
So we were playing across the street and like up half a block, and he and his girlfriend, I'm presuming it was his girlfriend, were wandering
maybe it was
by.
Just a...
I know, and maybe it was a hooker. She looked very
maybe
nice for a hooker
Rolls
in D.C., though.
Royce of Trannies. It was next to Nelly's, the gay sports bar.
So they came in, and during the show, he was like, I like your blouse.
Oh, you're so gay. Come on. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, and so it's a tank top.
Did he call
top.
It slimming?
It's a tank top, so it's not even like what I picture as a blouse, which is something with, you know, buttons and poofy sleeves.
Makes you look like a pirate. Yeah. The puffy shirt.
So he's like, I like your blouse.
Your
I said,
blouse.
Thank you. because what are you going to say to that?
Did he refer to the fact you could see your brassiere through it?
Oh, so the blouse that I was adorned in was a tank top. It had sequins in the front, but the sequins are sewn to kind of a netting material. So it's not entirely see-through, but it's definitely see-through.
Yeah.
And so underneath, I actually have...
Guess what you're wearing to the show next week.
I can't. It's no big deal. Because underneath, I actually had a metallic bandeau top, which was like bright magenta metallic. So it totally went with the shirt, and it was awesome.
Really?
And I'm so pleased that I have I have two shiny LeMay bandeau tops.
Oh, my God.
In my wardrobe. So I was wearing that underneath. So yes, it was see-through, but it was see-through to something else metallic and shiny.
You sound like a kindergartner worked over like a hooker coloring book.
I like bright colors and shiny things.
Okay.
And I literally, when I bought this shirt, I was literally walking through
the
mall.
You know what else does? Raccoons.
And crows.
Thank you.
Crows. Yeah. I am very much like a crow.
Okay.
I was walking through the mall, and I went, ooh, shiny, and ran
Where did
into
you
the
find
store.
This? Hot Topic or what?
No.
Is there like a horror store? And it doesn't have a clever name.
It's called Forever 21.
Yeah.
That's for old ladies like me who like to dress like we're 18 again.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember where I got it. I think it was Charlotte Russe or something like that. I don't even know how to say these things because these girl stores. But it was shiny and it caught my eye and so
Yay,
I bought it.
We have a caller. It's been so long I've almost forgotten how much
blink,
I hate
blink,
this.
Blink.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, it's Nixter. Hello.
I saw you had Kate in studio with you, so I figured I'd call and say hello.
Do you smoke a lot, Nixter?
I'm sorry?
Do you smoke a lot?
No.
Really?
I quit smoking over a year ago.
You just kind of have that
voice. She has
that voice,
yeah.
This is my I'm hungover and yet somehow made it to work anyway voice.
Oh, I like that voice. I had that voice yesterday. It was awesome.
Can we talk about what you revealed to me on via direct message? Because you probably don't want to reveal it to the world.
Oh, no, it's cool, about how I'm still technically living with my parents.
Yes.
I'd said to that, I said it so you would feel a little better about the fact that you live with your mom.
Yeah, I said it, like, jokingly. I was like, well, thank God one of us is out of the house to that effect. And then she immediately direct messages me, because I was like, I thought one of us was successful, and I just get this message, like, you know I'm still at the house too, right? I'm like, what the F?
Well, I didn't want you to have your entire world, you know. I didn't want you to throw yourself a pity party even more. I wanted you to know that at least for the next week and a half to 2 weeks, I still technically...
That doesn't, like, really count, though. I mean...
But aren't you moving?
I am. I'm moving to Connecticut.
Yeah, so that's why.
Wait, right? So you had been there up until this point?
Where?
At the parents' house.
When I moved back to New York, I moved back into my parents' house. Figuring I'd stay for like a month or two and then like
how
about,
long did it become
over a year.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
I knew I liked
rent
it.
Is a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
when you're staying
yeah.
at your parents' house and
yeah.
they provide a fridge full of food and
oh
they take
God.
You out to dinner once a week.
Okay. Oh, I don't yeah. I don't even get that.
And the wine the
is it,
wine
is it Fridays
fridge,
or Chili's?
No, it's like the local bar and they'll pay for the booze on the tab and everything.
Jesus.
See, and
there's always stocked wine and stocked beer. I can't really, like, I couldn't leave. It was just, you know.
No, that's
And
that's
they have
sweet.
A hot tub in the backyard.
Good Lord. See, I live in a gerbil's cage. Like, I'm in a hovel. It's a habit trail.
And plus, I was able to afford to go to, like, Disney World and Europe and L.A. and all
now,
that stuff.
Now, did you ever once rock the Casbah, so to speak, there? Or were you always going to the guy's house?
Oh, yeah, no, you don't. No. You don't bring sex home.
Okay, yeah. I have not done that either.
No.
I haven't brought it to any other house too. But
when yeah, I was just gonna say you're not having any.
When I was younger, before I moved out of New York State, and I was still living at my parents' house, and my boyfriend at the time was living at his parents' house. Like it was just one of those like
it's horrible.
Okay, it didn't matter.
It's horrible.
It didn't matter. So we were just at each other's houses when the parents weren't there. But
yeah.
now that I'm like you know 30 something, I'm like nah, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like shh, be quiet. You might creak the step. Like you know.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No.
So what's up? Any big news or?
I was calling to say hi mostly.
Well, you have done that smashingly well.
You know, she's been all over. She's been out of town.
I have been.
You
I've been traveling
off the
world
for a while too.
I noticed
really
that
weird.
For like a week. I was off of Twitter. It was awkward.
I just assume someone killed themselves when that happens.
I didn't drive my
she
car.
She said
into
she
the
was
lake.
Going to Amsterdam.
I saw it, but still.
I know. You thought I probably died in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's why exactly.
You're like, nope, Nixter went to Amsterdam. Amsterdam won. That's pretty much
it. Pretty much. I mean,
Amsterdam won, Nixter life.
You're a sweet girl, so I see you going there, and some guy's like, oh, hey, my mom's injured down this alley. And you're like, oh, let me help. And
No. I don't help strangers ever.
Nixter's not stupid.
I don't help strangers ever.
Okay. Right.
People in New York ask me for directions all the time, and I look at them.
I'm not falling for that, asshole.
Screw you.
Nice try.
I point to my earphones, and I'm like, can't hear you, even though I can hear them perfectly.
No habla inglés, as you point at your earphones.
Well, thank you for calling in, Nix.
Hey, you know, I did have a funny story for you, though.
Oh, what you got?
Okay, so do you know what a stag party is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It is, it's not deer.
No, it's like a bachelor party. English guys that have bachelor parties have stag parties.
Okay.
So we get on the train from Paris to Amsterdam, and the ride from Paris to Brussels is relatively uneventful. And then we send our friend that was with us. There was four of us girls all together, and we're all single. So we send the one girl that was kind of like, what do you guys want to drink? We're like, oh, you're buying? You know, go down to the bar car. It's two away, and bring us back some beers. She comes back and reports to us that at Brussels, a stag party of 30 guys got on the train.
And raped her viciously.
That's a
horrible story.
No. She came back and told us, we went to the bar car, okay? They drank the entire train out of all their beer and wine.
Wow.
Apparently, if you put a drink into the right hand of an Englishman.
Yes.
And you get him to drink using his right hand.
Yeah.
And then you yell the word badger. That man then has to chug whatever drink is in his right hand.
That's like me if you put a burger in my hand.
So basically it's
and
like...
And you just yell, oink, and you have to eat it.
It's like, it's basically like in America, if you watch YouTube, you have like all those I iced you bro videos or whatever.
Okay.
It's kind of like that. So they made me take this bottle of white wine and give it to this kid whose birthday it was and yell badger, and he had to pound...
The white wine.
The white wine out of the bottle.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
That's
and now
gross.
I want to go to England.
Yeah.
Badger. Well, all right, Nix.
Well, you kids have fun.
We will.
Play safe.
With your smooth, damn voice.
Well, I figure if I call in, because, again, it's all
listen
about
to this
me.
Voice.
I figure if I call in and some of your listeners hear me, then, you know.
She's like the Barry White of our show.
I know. This voice is butter down my backside.
Wow.
And I mean that in a good way.
I don't really know if anything could actually butter down all that hair, but, you know.
Well, you got to melt the butter first.
Yeah.
Melt the butter first. Otherwise, it's just going to get stuck on all those little strands. It's going to look
just
like you put it on your
boiling.
I really need to stop thinking about this.
Yeah. Like so, a scampi sauce.
So Kate's thinking about your hairy body and what to do with butter and how to do it the right way. You're
going
to be like Willem Dafoe.
I'm going to do something right.
You're going to be like Willem Dafoe and Madonna in Body of Evidence later on. Wait for the candle act scene.
Oh, my God. She'll come home. Pants, it's not what it looks like.
Because, again, it would have to be at her house, not yours,
because
you live with your mom.
Well, my mom would be there. She would just...
Keep it down in there,
Don't use my good butter cake!
You put that crystal butter dish back!
Oh, God.
I don't know why she sounds like a Fran Drescher.
Yeah,
I apologize.
She's Marge Simpson. Oi.
You kids have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I think Will was trying to call in the meantime.
That's too bad. He missed his chance.
He could just drop in. He better be... Well, I hope nothing too bad happened. If he's like, I'm calling with the arm I have left after the accident.
Oh, whatever. He's tough. He can walk it off.
Let's see what we got. Hello?
Hey. Hello. I figured if Nixter called in, then Matt Arden should call in as well.
Oh, my God. Matt Arden. He's really successful. He actually does things with his life. Do you talk to Matt Arden, Kate?
I don't think so.
He's one of my best tweeter buds.
Does he live with his parents?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm afraid I'm not part of that club.
He lives in a house where he has sex with a beautiful lady and makes his own money.
Oh, no. Well, now you're making things up.
Yes.
Once
up,
you get married,
man?
It goes away. I just thought I'd call it. I'm finally back from China.
Good. Oh, did you nix? Like, Matt, can we mention kind of what you do or no or what?
Yeah, that's fun.
I want to say he runs TBS.
I do too.
Are you the guy who said we're going to put everything on at 8:05, 9:05, or has TBS dropped
out? Yeah, that's why they demoted me.
I love this guy, man.
Well, turned out it was a massive backfire to run everything on the 5.
I never got the 05 thing. Like, why wouldn't you go for 58 so you could C-block other shows? I'd be like, well, I flipped to Seinfeld, yeah, but this rerun of, like, What's Happening started at 7:58. Now I'm all invested.
Yeah, you get your intro in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put the Andy Griffith days behind us a couple of years ago.
Oh, so, God, yeah. I miss that. I miss when you were just an elephant graveyard for old programming.
I'll be sure not to pass that along.
But, yeah, man, Matt is, I want to say you're big wig-ish, right?
Who knows? I've been there too long to even keep track.
His wig is of a moderate size, then, and he does things at TBS, and he's powerful like that.
It's softly powdered.
So where's your TV show?
I had a TV show on TBS a long time ago, but now it's on, I've been relegated to TBS.com.
Really?
Yeah, so the show airs every day.
I have to go. That's awesome. So Matt, by the way, was one of those guys. He was like tweeting nonstop about how pissed he was that he couldn't go. Like, he had a trip to Japan scheduled, and he was like hoping against hope he could still get
GD
over there.
Tsunamis, man, messing everything up.
Yeah, he wasn't inconsiderate about it like that. Like, I'm making it sound like he's like, God damn dead Japs clogging the engines of my plane. No, he wasn't saying that, but
I was mildly perturbed, and then I realized that nobody wanted to be the first guy on Bourbon Street after Katrina either, so I decided to switch the trip up.
Okay, so you're when are you going now?
I just got back. I was in Beijing, Shanghai.
You went to China. Okay, so you mean you swapped it out for another trip entirely?
Yeah, the back half of my trip was supposed to be in Japan, and I switched that out to be in Shanghai.
So how was that, man? My friend went to China a couple months ago, and he said, like, it ranges from okay to god-awful.
For me, the range was even bigger. It ranges from amazing to why the hell did I spend so much money to come here?
Yeah. I mean, there are just some pits of unmitigated squalor in that country.
Not only that, but I'm telling you right now, Beijing is kind of like, the only thing I can equate it to is if there's someone in China right now like, yo, we should definitely check out America. Let's see what Pittsburgh is like. And then
that's what I heard. It's like literally one nice street, and if you walk one block off it, it's Blade Runner.
It completely is. Yeah. Seriously, you slip somewhere down the rabbit hole into Tron, and everyone's trying to take your money. And
throwing razor discs at you. Yeah.
It is. It's unbelievable. There's throwing stars coming out of angle. People are reaching in your pockets. And the final straw for me was I was being marginally polite because you never really want to piss off the local culture.
Yeah.
Until someone grabbed my wife's arm and I went ape. I went ape S. I can't say anything back.
You know, you caught it in time, though. Wow. Well done.
I used to work in radio.
God, you do have Spider-Man like reflexes. I pity the man who grabbed your woman's arm.
I actually kind of want to go to China even more now.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they'll trot out with the food they're about to kill and serve you, like pick your chicken. You know, it's like a lobster cage, but not nearly as fun.
I think I need that in my life.
If it were just chicken, I'd be fine with it.
Oh, but God.
Actually, you should check out on Facebook, after we get off the phone, on Facebook when your show's over, click on and I posted some of the food we ran into while we were over there.
Oh,
literally,
man.
Ran into, and then you cooked
literally.
It up.
Oh,
like, well, they, one of the things you can eat on the street in Hong or in Beijing, I kid you not, is a scorpion. And here's what I've narrowed it down to in my life, that I'm not really in a hurry to either A, eat something that's poisonous, or B, eat something that survives being impaled by a stick until you dip it in something fried.
God. I don't know. And tell me, like, they're huge on having these little birds on sticks, too, right? Like,
they're not little birds, they're pigeons.
Okay. Oh, that's so gross. My friend was like, I didn't see one bird in the entire city. He's like, you know they're eating every goddamn one of them.
Oh, I like that idea for New York.
Yeah,
I like that idea for New York. You got the little food carts, you get pigeon on a stick, you dip it
it's
into
so
the fried
gross,
batter.
Though, because over there, they leave the heads on like a peep that melted when it saw the Ark of the Covenant. Like, its little eyes are dribbling out.
To give you an idea of the cuisine, I got a suit made in Hong Kong right when I landed. I went to this place called Sam's Tailor. It's like really well known, and I got a suit made, and I went back 4 days later to pick it up, and they had to take in the pants again.
Oh God!
I didn't eat the entire time. Like, we didn't eat the entire time. There's just nothing to eat. And like, the thing is, I thought I liked Chinese food, and it turns out I don't. I like American.
Oh, you like our version on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We deep fry everything. We make everything better. Over there, like, Chinese food is a fish head staring up at you from a bowl of plain rice.
See, I like to think, if I got over there, I would be adventurous and I would try things, but the honest truth is probably
I would cry.
I'd be like, oh my God, the piggy!
You'd walk around with a picture of a Domino's pizza just pointing at it.
Listen, I tried for, my wife and I both tried for like 2 or 3 days, and then we, because we're both foodies here in America, and I just, after the third day, we had this sort of depressing talk, and it was just like, all right, so we're not going to enjoy this vacation for food, so let's just put that behind us.
Oh, God. And I'm a foodie everywhere.
Don't they have any,
so,
like, vegetable dishes?
Kind of.
You can't eat the vegetables. You can't eat the vegetables. I had to get a hepatitis shot before I went over there.
Yeah,
their water,
they're tainted. Their water.
Really?
Like, we're making fun.
Water.
Yeah, like, we make fun of the Japanese water right now. Theirs is like that all the time.
Wow. Like, I would chug a bottle of Japanese water over the water that's in China.
Exactly.
Right now.
Wow. You would take shots out of the reactor rather than, like,
yes.
Rather than bathe in that crap. God,
so you can't eat vegetables because of that?
No, not unless they're cooked.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so don't they have vegetable dishes, like sliced up eggplant? Or
I heard you have to live off
so
that. Ugh, God. Oh, thank God. I was, like, hungry going into the show, so thank you for calling in, man. Matt, do you want to plug your, like, your Twitter handle or anything like that?
Sure. I mean, if anybody wants to, I'm Arden ATL, and my show is on TBS.com every day. It's called Today's Riff.
I need to watch that more, because I am a horrible friend to everyone good
in my life.
That's
pretty much true.
Except for Kate, whose bunions I massage after the show.
That's not true.
It is.
That sounds just lovely. They'll fry them up and eat them in China.
Okay. Yeah.
My feet are a delicacy in China, mister.
Matt, thank you so much, man.
Absolutely. It was good talking to you guys.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I was not expecting that. 2 great calls. It killed like 10 minutes.
Suck my bunions.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that.
You don't really have them, right? I would have noticed it through your weird frog foot shoes yesterday.
I got calluses, but not bunions. Not
That's
proper
so
bunions.
Different.
Yeah.
You just take the clippers to the calluses and you have baby fresh feet for like.
Yeah, no, I have a little bit of calluses, but no bunions. No problem. So I took my car in this morning.
How'd that go?
That was fine, but I got to talking to the shop manager.
And this better be really good, because it's keeping me from talking about my awesome night.
Oh, well, I don't want to keep you from talking about your awesome night, but I do want to give a shout out to Tony in case he's listening, because he asked.
Really?
He asked, yeah. We got to talking about where I was going, and I told him about the radio show, and he asked where he could hear it.
God bless you, Tony.
So there you go.
Did you get a discount?
No, I didn't get a discount.
Why are you giving him props, then?
Because they're my buddies. That shop takes care of me. Autostop Arlington.
So they charge you retail?
No. They're awesome.
Okay.
They've done stuff to my car for free. They fixed stuff for free.
Okay, then Tony, you're a good man.
Just not this particular trip. Like, I would say this particular trip, but
lovely.
You can't even hang up a phone, dude.
Shut your face. Shut your damn face. Isn't that the most annoying sound ever?
Kinda.
It's almost up there with waking up to hearing cats fight in the middle of the night.
Can I tell you something creepy about the phone?
Okay. If you say Candyman 5 times,
No, so yesterday I got 2 calls from a 905 area code, number I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I pick them up because I actually, in my current job, I get calls from some of my resources, and I may not always know the number. So I pick them up. Nothing. They're silent. Okay.
It was me.
I know. So I look up the area code because I don't recognize 905, and apparently it's like Ontario or something. Like, that's weird. So, you know, I got some family in Western New York, but this isn't right. So I get another call, nothing. I call the number back. This number has been disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was like, that's a little weird. Why am I getting a call? So this morning, I try the number again because I'm telling Pants about it, right? And I try the number
Pants.
Again. This number has been disconnected.
Let's
okay, so
pants.
There's no number for this number, but it keeps calling me. So finally today, I pick up, the number calls again, and I pick it up. And I'm like, hello, you know. And it's some guy. He's like, can I talk to Ali something? And there's like all this background noise. And I'm like, hello? Get Ali, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, You got the wrong number. And then I got really paranoid because I thought he might be saying Ali something, and yeah. I thought maybe the terrorists are
calling
me.
No, it's a total sleeper cell thing.
And now I'm freaked out that the government's going to visit my house because I was talking to the terrorists.
They activated your Manchurian candidate programming.
I know, so I don't even know what I'm going to do tonight when I'm out dancing.
Poor dead pants.
I'm going to...
Doesn't know what's going to... Just a
I'm
box
gonna go
cutter
ballistic
to the
on black cat
pants.
People. I'm just like, I'm going to get there, and the flashing lights are going to, like, and I'm just going to be like, must.
You'll bathe in the blood of the DJ.
Yeah.
The infidel DJ.
So I was a little creeped out by the phone today.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah. That is creepy.
It is.
It's
really strange.
All we ever get is calls from Walmart, because we're one digit off from Walmart.
That sucks.
Yeah. What really boils my ass about a wrong number? When they call back 30 seconds later, and you're like, hi, because... We all know who it is. I recognize your number from the caller ID, and they don't answer. Why can't they admit to themselves they just dial the same goddamn number?
Well, when they call the first time, see, I give people a break on that. When they call the first time and they're so flustered that they got the wrong number and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, and hang up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call it back because they might have written it down wrong or someone wrote it down wrong for them. And so then when they call back again, but
it's like, oh,
when
my
you call
finger
back
must have
again,
the wrong time.
When you call back again, because they clearly have the wrong number and they're repeating it.
Yeah.
It's not a misdial. So if it's a misdial,
exactly.
That's
they're incorrectly labeling it as a misdial, even though they're probably, you know, very old, looking at a yellow page. It's like 703.
But when they call the second time, so if they hang up without checking the number against the number, you know, with there is like, oh, I'm so sorry. Is this?
I just
and they
want
tell
acknowledgement.
You the number they
I just want acknowledgement the second time.
So, well, the second
I feel...
time you're like, oh my gosh, did I just dial blah, 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 blah? And you're like, yes, but this is the Papa Giorgio restaurant.
Yeah, it's happened to me
the Walmart
one time, and I remember the second time I was like, ugh, sorry, dude. And then I just dialed 5 minutes later and didn't answer. But that's another story for another time. Yeah.
So, what was your fantastic night about? Ho-hos?
My fantastic night? What
ho-hos
about?
And porn?
There was no porn, and there was some junk food. But not ho-hos. It was sheets.
Okay.
It was classier.
One of them dogs?
I watched... No, not a dog. I had their high-end chicken wrap with the smoked...
Whoa.
The smoked
night
basil
the
tomato
town.
Sauce on it. Hell
night
yeah.
Night on the town, Papa Bear.
I know how to show a lady a good time. Yes, we went there. No, you didn't mishear that.
Did you actually take a woman there?
Well, she wanted to go to this crap hole right down the street first called Klein's, which is like a historically preserved.
And
you
you're
know,
like, no, baby.
Diner.
Let's go to the sheets.
Girl,
it's modern.
Let me show you how a chili dog really made. No, so we get there and it's closed. And I'm like, well, she's in the mood for utter crap. Like, we can go to sheets. Well, it's not like it's not like we drove up to the Palm. You know, and we're like, oh, sorry, no $50 steak and lobster for us, so let's go to Sheetz. We were looking to get utter crap. Glad is so delightful.
I'm just trying to imagine being this woman.
She's a friend. I'm not trying to seduce here.
Clearly, because you took her to a Sheetz.
Schmop in for some schmexin later. Oh, hello, caller.
Hi. I didn't want to interrupt your glorious show, but I've got no contribution to make. I just think you guys suck.
Thanks, Richard. Cut him off after that. Because that was a high note.
A schmuffin for your schmuffin.
Exactly. That's how I get in it. But so we go to Sheetz. She'd never been to Sheetz. What can I say? I thought it'd be a little... God damn it. Thank God.
What are you doing?
He hung up. There was someone on the phone. I saw the lights.
Okay.
So yeah, I took a girl to Sheetz. What?
Well, that sounds fantastic.
What? She hadn't been there. She was a little bowled over. At first, she wasn't convinced it was a high enough caliber to, to dine there, but...
Usually when there's gas pumps out front...
That's what she said.
I go through the same thought.
Well, she just... At first, she was like, oh, we go in for the food, and I jollily... That's not a word.
Jovially?
Jovially, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what? The food doesn't come out of the gas pump, m'lady. Ha, 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 ha. And then we walked in, and... Yeah. See, there, the call light's going off. Hello.
Hey, don't you guys get jokes on your show? I was gonna contribute.
What do you want to say, Rich?
I wanted to defend myself from accusations of, like, what, 5 months ago?
Oh.
Whatever it was.
Oh,
that train left the station,
are
honey.
Are you calling to gloat and say that your relationship has outlived my doom prediction?
That wasn't really my attitude, but I guess I could do that.
Yeah, come on. Rich Killiam, still with your chick. I predicted, what, April 1st?
I think so.
I'm, like, always, like, 3 months behind on Papa's Basement podcast. I'm actually not even listening live now because I don't think I can from my iPhone, but...
You can.
Okay, you think with the 3G connection...
I've done it. I did it while taking a piss just to confirm I could.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I did. I do most things while I'm taking a piss just to show I can do it.
Before the show, I'm taking a leak. I pull out the iPhone. I hit the link. I tweeted. It worked. I'm just saying.
I'll put it this way. If there was an app, I would do it. But I'm not going to go, like, Safari it up or whatever.
Or go God forbid you... I almost said Clitter for Twitter.
Totally different Twitter.
Yeah, wow. I got to copyright that the instant this broadcast ends. Just go to Twitter and click the link that I sent out. That's it.
Well, I'm also way behind on Twitter, but that's a whole different show. But so I just listened to that episode, a couple weeks ago, where it was like February and your birthday.
Where we celebrated the awesomeness of Richard pretty much nonstop, yeah.
Yeah, my friend told me about it before I even heard it. First of all, what's with the snooty attitude with regards to the restaurant? I'm not a snooty guy. I'm cool. I'm with the peeps.
You're with the peeps?
Just because it's Easter and you're standing in the candy aisle.
Yes, just because you heard a Kanye lyric once doesn't mean you get to say peeps, but all right.
Well, look, if I made any remarks, I think maybe you guys overinterpreted me kind of, I guess I made fun of your mom because she brought a cheesecake to the Cheesecake Factory.
She did not bring a cheesecake to the Cheesecake Factory.
It was a cheesecake and it wasn't from the Cheesecake Factory. I was like, dude, we are in the factory that makes cheesecakes.
Where? I didn't
even
know.
It's not literally a factory, you know.
I didn't know you made fun of my mom. That's my job. How dare you?
I didn't make fun of her. I was saying, I was making a joke about the Cheesecake Factory as in we should get cheesecake here. And she had brought, like, giant cheesecakes.
I didn't know that.
I got no problems with the Cheesecake Factory, although it was very plentiful in quantity, which I'm not used to. It's true.
Because you're better than us fat Americans, yeah.
I'm an American, although my passport's expired.
No, he's just poor because he doesn't have a job, so he can't afford so much food, is what he's saying.
Exactly.
Okay, so it was a veritable cornucopia brought to your table then.
When you get a Taco Bell Mexi-Melt, it's fast food, but it's not that plentiful.
Oh, God. Well, all right, sir. Is there anything else, or can we just hang up and then talk about Magic the Gathering the instant I'm off the air?
Right. Well, no, I just wanted to gloat, but I'm a little scared of doing that because who knows, you know, like, don't want to jinx anything. But no, actually, I should say, though, I want to say to Howard Hyland, your guest at the time,
yeah,
predicted May Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah. That Reaper looms still. You've got, 2 weeks for that?
What's up with Cinco? What?
We predicted, I believe, I called April
prediction.
1st.
Okay.
And Will predicted when for your breakup?
Will doesn't give a shit, a crap about anything.
Yeah. God, your connection's weird today. And Howard called Cinco de Mayo. So, okay, if you make it through May 5th, you can gloat. I mean, you win.
Hey, speaking of May 5th, I got a show.
Where?
King Street Blues in Alexandria with the bar band.
That's not so far, actually.
No, it's not. So come out to King Street Blues. It's like a Japan benefit or some BS like that.
No,
I don't know.
It's not.
I just show up and sing. No, literally it is. This band doesn't get together unless there's benefits.
Okay. It's the We Are the World band.
I swear that this band does not get together unless there's like a good cause that is benefiting.
All right. Rich, I am going to cut you off. We will talk later, sir.
I'm sad. Have a good show.
Bye. I'm sad. Good Lord. God damn, nonstop callers today.
You're popular. You were popular this rainy afternoon in Virginia.
Makes me wish we had more than an hour, because we're pretty much done.
All right, see? Piece of cake.
We don't even
have to do all the talking.
Nah, we got 10 minutes left. Ain't that easy.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to badger you on air about coming out tonight. because you have no social life except for taking girls to Sheetz, which I'm sure she was lovely company, but if you're going to take a girl somewhere,
yeah,
might want to consider something a little more interesting.
Like Cracker Barrel? Maybe. I did that a couple weeks ago.
Let's not get too far up there.
Oh, what? No one can say no to a half pound of fried shrimp and accompanying hush puppies.
Everything with gravy on top.
I love the Cracker Barrel.
Do you like gravy on your ice cream?
No. No, not everything is gravy. Most of it.
Most of it has gravy. The gravy doesn't have gravy, though.
I believe there is a GS on the end of dumplings, though. You know, they don't go overboard with their hickness.
Dumplings.
Dumplin' apostrophe.
Nah, it's all right. It's an all right place. I got nothing against them. It's all right.
Good.
It's cool. I'm laid back now. Now that I've slouched down completely in
my
chair. I
can barely see you over the console. It's like a crocodile sticking its head out of the water, just peering up at me.
Soon I will grab something in my mighty jaws and thrash around to kill it.
What time are you playing today? Because maybe I will. I'm actually...
I'm not playing. We're just going out dancing. Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Black Cat. Come out dancing. Come do something with your life.
Do you look at me and think he dances?
No, but you don't have to dance.
How?
You go out there and you just kind of move awkwardly, and then some drunk
and then
friendly...
I laugh and I say, I'm white, so this is okay.
Yeah, and then some drunk friendly girl feels pity and comes over and dances with you. Or you ask to join a group of dancing girls and they're like, oh,
do you
he's
see me
so
doing
sad.
That?
I
see that last part getting said about me.
Yeah, but put enough drinks in you, you know, maybe. So
I think like I could ride the whole like dark and mysterious vibe if I weren't like eating at the bar the whole time.
Well, you don't
because you can't
eat.
Be dark and mysterious with like one bear paw just in a plate
you
of cheese fries.
You should probably
fries.
Eat before you come.
But I'd want to eat while there too.
Well, you're going to have to do secret eating then.
Okay.
You're gonna have to like put some chili cheese fries down your pants and sneak them out every once in a while. Like maybe go to the bathroom and have a
can
few.
I fill a canteen with nacho cheese?
Probably.
Just take shots off it. Let it run down my beard.
Yeah, you know, you can, or you can.
I mean, how good looking on average are the chicks at Black Cat? And
I don't know. I don't go out very
How forgiving so. Are they of living at home?
You know what? It's a dance party, and people are generally pretty cool. Like, I don't like going to places that are snooty, highfalutin. You know, you got to be ultra cool to go to this place.
See, that's how I see Black Cat, though. Little hipster, like, black rim glasses and...
No, I don't think it's that way at all.
I like bacon, ironically.
I'm sure there's people like that. I don't think it's that way at all. It's not like... But it's definitely not like going to some places like Pure or something like that, or District, where it's the nightclub and, you know, you got to stand in line to get in because it's so freaking awesome to stand
so you just show up,
like
how
sardines.
Much, how much does it run? How much will it cost me?
I think
how much will
$5,
it cost
dude. Did I not tell you to look at their website?
You did.
Yeah, and you didn't do that. You
I did something on the internet
that.
Afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
My couldn't the devil got in my hands.
I'm getting texts all day from this mofo. I don't know. You want to do the show?
What do you
like,
mean?
Dude, it's up to you.
What?
It's
and
up
so
to
I
you.
Come back with a resounding, gallant, you know what? Show must go on.
No, you came back with a, I
and
guess
then I
we'll
sent
do
a
the show.
Photo of my ripped abs, too. It's like, these
right.
will be waiting for you in studio.
Right. So I'm trying to get crap done today, and I'm fielding text messages from you. I don't know if I want to do the show.
Exactly. I'm too busy crying into my vagina to do the show.
And I'm like, dude, come out dancing. And where is
it? I don't
it?
Dance. I don't drink enough to dance anymore. Here's the weird...
I offered to drive weird... your butt.
Okay, let me just say, first of all, the weird duality. I have a really good sense of rhythm because I've drummed for like a long chunk of my life. Mm-hmm. And I guess in theory I can dance, but it'd kind of be like Steve Martin dancing in The Jerk, you know?
No, you know, I got to tell you, Steve Martin dancing in The Jerk is extremely hard to do if you have any sense of natural rhythm. Any at all. Like, to dance so off rhythm as he masterfully does is amazing. And every time I see that and I see him so off and I'm just like, this blows my mind at how good he is at being white.
Yeah.
He's whiter than white.
I think it's like my whole move repertoire would just suck ass. Like,
you don't need a lot of moves.
I comprehend rhythm and I could like Move my legs and my ass to said rhythm.
You don't need lat moves.
It's the upper body. I got no, like, the legs will move okay, and then you look at the upper body and I'm lurch.
This is the secret to looking okay while you dance. You can't just have your arms hanging at your side, right?
I understand that. So then the hands kind of go
up. So what do you, like, boxer move?
Yeah, exactly. I look like Rock'em Sock'em.
No, you got to put them in the air.
But then my sweaty pitch show.
You kind of put them out like, we're wild and crazy. We're dancing.
That would make my man tit shake.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to get some duct tape to tape those down.
We'll have to figure something.
Might have to wax before that, though.
Hide the nips.
Duct protruding, tape sticked all the fur.
Protruding chimpanzee nipples.
We'll butter you up. You'll be shiny. It'll be cool.
All right, maybe I will. Like, before, like, I'm supposed to do the gym, stop laughing, and then go to a friend's house. Shut up.
I tried not to.
And then I'm going to a friend's house, like, my one really successful friend, and I want to talk to him about maybe some websites we'll branch off into doing and things like that. You know, I actually, like, I want to be around someone he's getting married, he lives in his own home. Makes like six figures. I need to be around that a little bit.
It doesn't rub off on you, though. You realize that.
Maybe it's the germ I can catch that's there.
No.
In the ducts.
It is not communicable.
I need to see that modeled, though, in some way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'll never learn.
April 30th is a Saturday.
What does that have to do with anything?
I have a show in Tacoma Park.
Why can't you do one in Centerville near me?
Because it's Centerville.
Yeah.
And there was like one show we were supposed to have there.
I'm sorry, because it wouldn't be a good career move to tap into a large Latino market doing your Selena covers.
Yeah. I've only ever doing Selena covers. I've considered it, but I think I would pretty much get laughed out.
You don't
want to
move into the role of a Tejano princess or whatever the hell she did.
I would consider actually being part of a Latino band, but I don't speak any Spanish.
I could be the crazed fan who shoots you. Maybe I shouldn't have thrown that out there quite so audibly.
Eagerly.
Yeah. There should have been a little more laugh in my voice to it. Like, that was a joke and not just a threat after the show.
Things that start coming out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so that's another thing you could do that's social.
I can do that.
See?
I'll try to come out tonight. When are you leaving your area?
I don't know, because I asked you when the thing starts, because I don't remember, and you couldn't bother to go to a link.
I went on the internet, no joke, with the best of intentions, and then I was like, hey, guy, how you been? I haven't seen you in a day or two. And
so you just pull up the website, find out what's
happening. All right, we'll do it after the show. Yeah. We have made it to the finish line with, like, literally my entire damn outline intact.
What?
We did nothing I was intending
to
do on the show.
That's right, because it's spontaneous.
Sometimes it is,
fun.
Sadly enough.
See?
Yeah, I joked about it
not
being spontaneous, and here it is.
You don't need to talk about the crap you want to talk about. It all sucks anyway.
Thanks. Thanks, my queen. Thanks, my princess. Well, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. You made it through another episode. How? I don't know. We have listeners online. I can see. Yeah,
that's
God
cool.
bless them. Kate, you will be doing your next show April 30th, and we'll plug
Tacoma Park, Electric Maid, yeah.
We'll plug it a little closer to the date.
Come out to Black Cat, say hi if you're in the area.
Yes, do that. And your Twitter handle, again, at Atomic Kate, two C's in the middle.
I just feel like such a freak of nature every time you say that.
Glad it tickles you so. I, of course, am at Papa's Basement, and my name is John Papagiorgio. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. And until next Saturday, 3 p.m., we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.